Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Your Lincoln forecast for today. Showers and storms possible throughout the day. Otherwise, we'll see mainly cloudy skies with a high around 85. Tonight, a chance of showers and storms with an overnight low around 60. And tomorrow, a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, mainly cloudy and cool with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Kyle Collector for 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We're joined now by Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. We are officially in Media Day season. Big 12 last week, SEC this week, Big 10 next week in Vegas. Are you prepared for your trip to Vegas, Sean?
Yeah, I got to watch Sipple out there. He's going to be a full-time job alone, keeping track of Sipple in Vegas.
Oh, really? That'll be hard, Sean.
No, just making sure you get around and don't get lost.
There's truth to that.
I'm not worried about you going to casinos.
Get lost?
It's possible.
Why would I get lost? We're staying in a hotel that's 0.8 miles from where we're going, right? It's 0.8.
Yeah, but Jake will tell you this. When it says 0.8, you don't walk it in Vegas. It's a long walk.
Is that right?
It's a long walk, yeah.
You gotta be careful out there, Sip, and watch out for yourself. It'll
Sean,
be all right.
Right out of the gate, Sean, I'm going to ask you a personal question that deals with me and you. Do you be truthful on this? Do you tire of my affinity for the SEC? Be truthful.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a pause.
Sometimes I think you want to strangle me.
I don't like how you don't recognize what the Big Ten has done the last 2 years.
Hmm.
And I think the NIL era, we've seen the Big Ten cut into the SEC more than you sometimes want to recognize. I mean,
come on.
Like, I heard one analyst say, it used to be before NIL and transfer portal, Alabama's third string guy waiting in the wings of the first rounder. Now that doesn't happen anymore. And I do think, things have leveled out more.
Okay.
You know, I used last year's game with Illinois and South Carolina. I mean, with the hype that South Carolina had, people thought they were a playoff team, and nobody gave Illinois any respect, and both teams had their full rosters, and Illinois beat them head up in a bowl game. So I think, and you look at the playoffs the last 2 years, I mean, the Big Ten has won these games in the playoffs. So I do think the top of this Big Ten league definitely especially when you take Saban now out of the SEC, it's really changed the league. It still, you know, has the most draft picks, but the Big Ten cut that number down too. I mean, the number of overall draft picks between the two leagues has been as close as it's ever been. And, you know, I think the addition of Oregon and USC has really helped that number for the Big Ten, too, when you add those four West Coast teams as well. But, yeah, I think across the board, they're both very good leagues. And I think the Big Ten has cut into that league. But, yeah, the SEC might still have a little bit of an overall edge. But it's not as much as it used to be.
That's fair, Sean. Okay, so you follow this stuff very closely, this playoff talk and the dynamics between the SEC and the Big Ten. What do you expect to hear from Tony Petitti in Las Vegas as it relates to the ongoing playoff talk?
I'll be fascinated what he says on the podium, you know, about the automatic qualifying format, which it doesn't seem like any other league is behind that format other than the Big Ten. So I don't know what his public stance is going to be on this, because, you know, the 5+11, you know, what it's leading to is people aren't going to schedule non-conference games. When you give the committee so much power, why do you need to schedule non-conference games? I mean, you're trying to keep your record good. Where the automatic qualifying format, you don't have to worry about a committee dinging you for a 9-3 record. Your conference standings and scheduling kind of take care of that, and you figure it out from there. Like, you know, in a 5+11, look at Indiana. I mean, they just canceled another Power Four non-conference series. I mean, that doesn't matter, you know, moving forward. But when you would go to an automatic qualifying, you could schedule whoever you want in the non-con because it won't matter as far as the committee.
Why won't it matter, Sean? I don't get it. Why won't it matter?
Well, because the Big Ten would automatically have four spots, so you could still play yourself into those four spots.
Like a 6-3 in a play-in game.
Correct. Or, I mean, you could still be four. I mean, you could play 3 Power 4, 2 Power 4 non-con games if you really wanted to, and that's not going to hurt you as far as getting still into the playoff, where now you could practically lose yourself out of the playoff in the non-conference.
But on that point, though, Sean, if you know the fans very well, on the message board you read that, you're on the boards, but I'm curious, would the fans rather have a 3-0 start against 3 cupcakes? Would they rather have a marquee non-conference game for the sake of their interest in the season?
Good question.
I think they'd like both. I'd say they'd like to be 3-0. But, yeah, it's not easy to be 3-0. I mean, Nebraska, I think, did it in 2016. And then this past year was the last time, the first time they've been 3-0 in a non-conference schedule since 2016, if I'm not mistaken. So it's a lot easier said than done. But when you play a 9-game conference schedule, if you go 2-1 in the non-con, or at worst, like Nebraska did in 2017, they went 1-2. I mean, jeez. I think Sipple wrote this once in a column. Nebraska started out 1-2 to be a 9-game winner. You got to go 8-1 in the Big Ten. That didn't happen. No. You know, if you're 1-2 in a non-conference. So when you play a 9-game league schedule, it just adds so much more pressure to the rest of your season, knowing that you don't get that layup. The SEC gets that layup game at the end of the year where they get one more win on their schedule, where the Big 12 and the Big Ten don't. They have to play 9. And I think that's still what needs to happen. The SEC needs to figure out how to go to 9. That's why the Big Ten pays their teams more money. Big Ten teams make about $10 million more than an SEC team does because of that additional inventory they get with the additional conference games.
Okay, Sean, we better ask you, Sean Callahan, about Las Vegas, because you won't be on this program until next week, so not before Vegas. Vegas is Tuesday, right? That's when Rule appears with the players. What is a do you have a couple pressing questions on your mind for Matt Rule?
I mean, there's always like injury updates, personnel things, like Carter Nelson, Prochazka, Corcoran, that group of right tackles. Like, what's that look like? Mac Markway, a tight end that people forget about, that came from LSU. He's another one. I think that's still kind of, you know, up in the air. Where's he at? So Malcolm Simpson, you know, we saw him in the summer, had a sling on his arm. I mean, those are like the nuts and bolts things you want to know as far as just how this team looks. But I don't know if there's, you know, the year three Matt Rhule storyline is going to get beat to death. And he's had such great success as a head coach in year three. How does this year three feel compared to previous year threes he's had going into it? Things like that.
How important is that Carter Nelson storyline in the grand scheme of things as it applies to the offense? Is the question simply, is Carter Nelson full go?
Yeah, it's a great question to me. I know he was gone. Emmett Johnson has a YouTube channel now, and Carter Nelson was golfing with the guy. So if his hip's good enough to move swinging a golf club, I thought that was a pretty good sign watching him swing on the golf course. But yeah, I think you look at that tight end position and where it's at right now. I mean, Heinrich Harburg's still not proven by any means.
No.
Luke Lindenmeyer is kind of what he is. He's a really good role player, plays a role very well for what they want him to do. But, you know, Nelson's a difference maker that you don't know much. And, you know, Mac Markway, when healthy, played as a true freshman at LSU. And
he must be all right.
You know, you know the kind of talent that LSU has on their roster.
Yeah, Markway does get lost in the discussion for some reason. He could be. Now, he is a more of a Lindenmeyer-type tight end, though, it's my understanding.
Bigger.
Bigger, but not as athletic as a Carter Nelson.
No, but as far as a blocker, and, you know, that both Borkacher last season and Thomas Fedoni obviously had moments, but neither one was an elite or very good blocker. Hmm. So Lindenmeyer was the best of the blocking group. And if you put, you know, that was always Fedoni. I mean, you watched it right next to me, Sip.
Yeah.
I mean, you watched Fedoni was not a great blocker on the perimeter.
No.
And if Markway can give them another good blocking presence, I think that would really help this offense.
Joined by Sean Kelly. And Sean, we've seen a lot of hype already for Nebraska about Joel Klatt. Listed him as a potential dark horse playoff team this year. When you assess this team, the schedule, the roster, have you thought in your mind that we could have this conversation by November where Nebraska is potentially at least in the conversation of the playoffs, Sean?
Well, they have the schedule to do it. I mean, that's the thing. They only drew, you know, they have Penn State on the road in Michigan, but they don't have Oregon. They don't have Illinois. They don't have Indiana. Mm. So I think the way the schedule, as far as the teams that are ranked really high, I mean, USC's on there, could be a really good team that really no one knows much about still going into the season. But I do think the schedule with Iowa, USC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
No, I'm in Michigan, all at home. That's a pretty favorable draw. And then on the road, you know, three of your four road games in the Big Ten are venues where there's going to be a lot of Nebraska fans that travel into the venue. Minnesota, Maryland, UCLA. There'll be a ton of red in those trips. So that's not like going into Penn State. Now, Penn State is clearly the toughest game. We all agree on the schedule. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's even a second that would challenge it right now. But I do think today on the paper, I mean, it lines up where they have a great opportunity if this team clicks together like we think it can.
Always interesting, Sean. You alluded to this yesterday. Why do you suppose there'll be a bunch of Nebraska fans at the Maryland game? What's going on? What's the dynamic there?
Well, just tons of alumni in the area. Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland, even North Carolina.
Okay.
It's a close drive to Maryland. And I know the university said that they've had more requests for that game than any of the road games. I mean, UCLA as well will be a big one. But we've only been out to Maryland the one time.
Right.
And the game that Frost won in 2019, if you remember, Sip. And
I remember.
I'll never forget that scene. It was pouring rain, and Chancellor Ronnie Green was on the field to, like, greet him in the pouring rain off the field.
To greet Frost.
Yeah.
Right.
They had just given him that new extension.
Sip got chastised that game by a security person.
Do you remember that at all, Sean, where I got – that guy was all over me for having an umbrella.
And first of all, I'm impressed that you have an umbrella. I didn't even know you own an umbrella.
You packed an umbrella.
I always have an umbrella. I always have an umbrella.
Not know that, Sip.
Yeah, I had an umbrella, and I had it up, and the guy was unruly. I mean, and so I'm usually, Sean, tell these guys, I'm never unruly. And I got unruly myself. I was like, seriously, this is what we're doing right now? You can't handle me having an umbrella?
By what? 20,000 people
there's
there?
There's nobody.
Not even. It was probably all Nebraska fans.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, Sean, back to Vegas. Is there anything you're looking forward to beyond Nebraska?
Well, we're only going to be there for Nebraska. Illinois is the day that we're there as well. So that will be one to watch. But it's a three-day event, and that's how it's, unless you're a national guy, I think most of the local people only cover the day that they're there. But Petiti, we haven't seen the schedule. I would assume Petiti, you know, him talking will lead the day off for us. So that will be a big deal just to kind of hear what he has to say. I want to see what it's like in Vegas. I want to see how many people made the trip. I felt like the event in Indy was kind of tiring, so I'm glad they're trying something different. I mean, I thought the
Sean,
crowd.
I like Indy.
We were on the football field. Sean, it was cool to be at the Colt Stadium in the now you're at Mandalay Bay.
Did you feel
conference room?
Was it tiring? Did Indy wear on you, Sean?
Well, just the logistics of the event. Like last year, there's been this national sorority event that's been going on every year.
Okay,
and
it's true.
Like. I mean, there probably is like every hotel was booked. So, like, the only available hotel for the Big Ten Media Days event was a Hilton Garden last year.
Okay.
Which I'm not trying to like act snooty about hotels, but usually, like,
I think you just did.
I think you just did.
Yeah, you took a shot at Hilton Garden.
Usually, the Media
Shots
Days
fired.
Event, like, at a bigger, like, nice, a bigger hotel that has like lots of things at it for the media. And have it be close to the event.
We're not that close. You're right.
It was kind of a hairy walk.
It was. You're right. It was hairy. It was
because there was the thousands of sorority girls that were harassing you. Is that what happened?
Yeah, it was that part of it. I don't know what happened. And so I think something must have been booked up in Indy where they couldn't schedule it this year, and they're giving Vegas a try. So I do think. This will be something. Is it a one-year thing? It had been in Chicago for many, many years, and they used to do this gigantic kickoff luncheon,
right?
That would be in between. But back then, Media Days was only a two-day event, and all of the teams on day one would go on a podium and do like their 15 minutes, and it would just be, you know, 5 hours of podium all in a row,
right?
And then you would grab your coach on that day for another 15 for additional stuff,
right?
Then the next day, they just had every player at a table, and you would go in like this, the world's biggest conference room I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And there'd be like 100 tables, and right. every single person had a table, and they were sitting there for 90 minutes.
Yeah, coaches, head coaches.
I think it was 90, and then they brought it back to 60. But I can remember Bo Pelini when he's like, "Yep, coach, you're going to be here 90 minutes." He just about, he was not happy.
It was bizarre. You'd sit there with Bo Pelini for 90 minutes.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I sat with Fitz for like 45 minutes. It was.
Fitz.
It was.
I mean, it's like more time than sometimes you spend with your own family members at a holiday or something.
Bo Pelini, the coach is the Big Ten. Incredible.
Yeah. So we're not.
Bo Pelini is breaking down like brats at Hy-Vee by the end of it.
Yeah, it was really odd. Mm-hmm. It got really. The conversation kind of wanes after mm-hmm. about 40 minutes, actually. Anyway.
Well, Sean, always good stuff. Enjoy Vegas. Get a sip of Cadillac Margarita, and we'll chat with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan.
Wow. Now, Dan and Troy, my understanding, is not going to be there. That's a little but I don't think the ADs, they probably don't have a meeting there like they have in the past. So that'll be a little different. Petitti's speech will be big.
Did you have a problem with the hotel in Indianapolis? Like Sean did?
It was no.
The Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah, it was fine. Sean had one of those is high-end hotel guy.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I should show you the place we're staying in Vegas. I went and got some slacks the other day because I don't think you can. I want to walk in there with gym shorts on.
You think they'll turn you away?
No, not
walking
turn you
in the
away.
Hotel.
I just wouldn't feel
just
right.
Give you a little look.
Yeah. Anyway,
you do in the summer in Vegas. You still dress very fall wintery, like that. You'll see a lot of people in slacks and long shirts because the casinos
right?
It's like cold. 70
it
degrees.
It's chilly
and,
in there, yeah.
And people don't really go outside that much.
Ooh,
it's not.
That's
it's 100. It's 115.
That's true. Knowledge, right
but,
there.
Yeah. So it's not. People think, oh, there's some shorts and a t-shirt walking around. No, it's different.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good for
whatever
me.
Whatever restaurants you guys go to, they'll be like, "Whoa, wow, this is."
Oh, he's got us booked at some kind of steak place.
Sean has that booked like months ago, probably.
Yeah.
Probably back in March, he had your dinner booked.
No, he did. I'm sure.
I know. I wasn't joking. Yeah. That wasn't a joke.
Yeah, the Hilton Garden was fine. I mean, it was fine. It was fine. Anyway.
What was wrong with the walk?
Long. It was long. And, you know, it's downtown. So
Jake was already
there.
Some
downtown flavor.
Jake was already at the station. Jake picks you up.
Yeah, well, so we stayed across. We stayed right by the stadium in a different hotel than you guys.
Okay, this was, yeah.
And then I went and picked you up. I drove.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah. Not at night.
Cool. Yeah, nighttime. Oh, sorry, morning time. Excuse me. Yeah. In the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, Jake's amazing. He not only would he pick you up, he'd have coffee for you. He'd stop
Jake
and get coffee.
Well, I've seen you without coffee.
We'll see you
coffee.
Tomorrow.
You've seen me without coffee. Is it that bad?
You
really?
Told me yourself I need coffee, basically. I just, you didn't have access to it, so I just got you some coffee.
It was nice of you. It was nice of you to pick me up. Is that
one time it was pouring rain. Like just absolute down. Yeah. Absolute
I mean,
monsoon in Indy.
Did I have an umbrella?
Yeah. Did you?
I did.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
That's
part.
A veteran move to have an umbrella.
That, not in Maryland, apparently.
That last time is when I was drinking the coffee on that nice white shirt, and I looked down, and I looked down, and it was all over the white shirt, and I had to run up before you got there and change it. And the hotel bellman was laughing. I didn't even notice.
Here's what'll be interesting.
You did tell me. I remember that. You did say that.
So the national radio.
National
which
radio.
Which is like... Dusty and Danny.
Yep, serious.
New Dusty Dvorak.
Yeah, the Dusty. They have that morning show.
Yes.
Then Neuheisel, Childress.
Yeah.
So all of those people now, they're all at SEC Media
Days.
Do they go to the Big Ten?
Oh, absolutely. They'll be there.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, that kind of tells you if you're on where you're at.
Yeah. Neuheisel's always there.
We were right by their booth, like right by their booth last year.
And was it all of those guys?
Yeah. It was a good crowd.
So Childress was there and I didn't even know it?
I'm pretty sure he was there.
I need to introduce myself.
Neuheisel sat down with our table last year.
Okay,
he's like a scratch golfer. He's better than me. I'm not. That's not saying much, but
he loves to golf.
He's a
great
golfer.
Humble brag.
He's
a scratch golfer. He's better than me.
I said, I said that's not saying much to follow it up.
Hey, Jake, stop being a turd. I did a compliment myself on a And they, that was Arch Manning. That was
you
incredible.
Love
you mean
Arch
this
now.
Right here?
Yeah. I have really good friends, good family to keep me grounded, keep me honest. Whenever I'm acting like a turd, they tell me. So I think that's good to have those people around you for sure. Yeah, we were playing golf the other day, and I like complimented my own shot, and they're like, what the hell is wrong with you?
This sounds like a like
about you see, Manny, can you see Peyton Manning looking at him?
I complimented my own shot.
What's wrong with
you? Tell you what the hell, man.
This guy's personality after that, after 20 seconds.
It's positive.
I listened to his whole interview. It's really good. But after 20 seconds, because right away it was like how he was right. Talk about the people that you're around, surrounded by. Well, my grandpa, like that.
Think about it.
Played Ole Miss, legendary quarterback, played for the Saints.
Right.
And then, you know, my dad played at Ole Miss till he had the neck injury.
Cooper.
He's a wide receiver. Would have played a lot.
That's Cooper, right?
Yeah, it's Cooper. His uncle, Eli, played at Ole Miss and won two Super Bowls. And then also his other uncle is Peyton, who won MVP a couple times and won two Super Bowls. And so just imagine when you're sitting around and they start talking about quarterback play. And it's like, you know at some point in time that Cooper must talk some quarterback stuff and they must just crush him.
Cooper.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Cooper? Yeah, yeah. But you know they're we shouldn't be surprised he's witty.
Yeah.
The Manning family. Like a turd, they tell me.
The Manning family's witty.
He's witty, yeah.
They're like
witty.
A turd.
Yeah.
God, I know. We like Arch.
Yeah. After that.
Just like that. I'm a
just
fan.
Like that.
I want him to succeed.
I've always been like, okay, I like him. Didn't think much of it.
Tons of pressure. He's still laughing at himself. I love that.
Boy, Ohio State,
and
Texas.
And he's not brought all the stuff on himself. You never hear a word out of him.
No.
Nothing.
No.
So it's not like, well, self-proclaimed he's going to be great. No, not
probably
at all.
Probably a great dude.
The coolest thing I heard about him was that how much time he talked to Nussmeier, mm-hmm. because Nussmeier was behind Jaden Daniels. And so we asked him, what was it like sitting behind him for a couple years?
Because
he sat behind also with Ewers.
Quinn Ewers.
So they talked to each other, like, how'd this work? Always researching. I like that.
When we come back, we'll look at day three of SEC Media Days next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.